It's not unusual to find plenty of wine caves and wine cellars in wine country. What is unusual is discovering a sophisticated broadcast facility inside these well-protected and often top-secret chambers. But maybe it really isn't that surprising that America's number one wine broadcast originates from the soul of wine country. And it is our great privilege to do all we can to inspire you. If you drink wine simply because, well, it's a drink, we've got our work cut out. For literally thousands of years, wine has fueled celebrations, ended conflicts, and provided the ultimate connection between one human being and another. It makes food taste better, lifts spirits, sparks our imagination, and beckons us to slow down and love life. If that all sounds good to you, you're in the right place. So sit back, clear your head, put any worries you have on hold, and join us as we go in search of this week's Grape Encounter. But be warned, we speak a much different language than what you typically experience in most wine-centric environments. But you didn't come here because you're ordinary, did you? Good, because your host, David Wilson, is here to take you far, far away from the beaten path. Here's David.
Well, I think I start every show lately by saying this, but oh, what a week. You know, life has been so weird that I think I should actually keep a diary so that a few years from now, hopefully I can look back and go, did that really happen? But I'm afraid that this is just going to continue indefinitely until the day I die. So yeah, we've gone down some unpleasant roads on this show in recent months. Of course, we've had to deal with fires and COVID and everything else. But I want to change things up today because there is a person who I've known for most of the time that I've been doing Grape Encounters. He, like me, is a journalist. He is a fine journalist, by the way. And he's got great hair, and I'm looking at him right now, but he's a long ways away. He is Mike Ryan coming to us from Australia. And
yes,
Mike,
by the way, the hair is real, by the way.
Is that orange? That your hair is orange? No,
there's only one orange hair man in the world, by the way. I know this is not naturally color. I go to the hairdressers and I cheat.
Well, just grab your hair and just pull it a little bit because you have – oh, look at that. You either have perfect real hair or great glue, one of the two. Hey, let's do a little background for a second about you and I because you had a different gig. You were doing a great project some years ago, and people in Australia got to hear my show for a long time, right? Mm. And so let's start there, and if you wouldn't mind, explain what you were doing then, and then – let's talk about the very exciting project that you've got going on now. And I want to just, before we get into all of that, I just want to say the reason I've got Mike on is because he knows everything about everything and is going to give us a perspective about what's going on in Australia, one of the great wine destinations. And believe me, Mike Ryan has consumed some serious wine. So
there's not much left, actually.
I know. All right. So let's start by setting the stage, shall we?
Okay, we had a whole bunch of online radio stations, which should be still going right now, except the licensing rules kept changing. So bad at the end of the day. So, but for 10 years, we had a couple of smooth jazz stations, a couple of adult contemporary stations, and we had David Wilson and Grape Encounters. And that was a beautiful Sunday fix for us in the afternoon because it really – and by the way, we got it before the US got it because we're in front.
We're
one day in front.
Yeah, and people would listen to your station, and then they would bet their friends that they knew what I was going to talk about in the U.S.
That's right.
We're also good
for horse racing, because if you want to put a bet on, say, tonight, I know who's won.
So I was kind of the jazz equivalent in wine. Is that correct?
You were, but I think you crossed all markets. I think people... I mean, it's like a musician. What is a good musician? Well, someone who plays the music well in any form, any genre, whether it's jazz, rock, or whatever, or country. And you knew your wine. And people loved to know about new wines and good wines. Your program was not just Californian-centric. It had this whole gamut of of this relaxed wine conversation. And I actually even sometimes used to listen to you drinking wine. And it's amazing how much sense you made after the third or fourth glass.
Well, that's because you're a day ahead, and therefore, when you're hearing me, I haven't actually had the wine yet. Is that about right?
But I've consumed many glasses. And by the way, Australian wines, we drink a lot of California wine here because I really, really like the bold finish, the oomph to it. But our wines here, we have some wonderful Pinots. We have some fabulous Cab Savs and great Chardonnays. New Zealand, which is our neighbours just 3 hours away, they have this wonderful, around the Marlborough area and stuff like that, all these beautiful Sauvignon Blancs. And you've had them, and they've just got this bouquet, this beautiful, and I think they're the best in the world almost, the New Zealand Sauv Blancs.
So I get in trouble about this because...
Oh, sorry.
Let me tell you why. Because I often say that my favorite Sauvignon Blancs are from New Zealand. And of course, I'm located smack dab in California wine country where we make exquisite, wonderful Sauvignon Blancs. But here's the thing. Those New Zealand Sauvignon Blancs have a character that I love, and it is this tropical kind of flavor that we don't get in California Sauvignon Blancs. It doesn't make one better than the other. They're just different. And you cannot fool me with a New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. I will always know it's from New Zealand because it'll have, notes of tropical fruits and pineapples and mangoes and, so delicious. And it's all about the soil there.
It is, and the climate too. But we in Australia we call a Chardonnay Chardy.
Chardy.
But your Chardonnays, because we have an international audience right now, David, so I've got to speak properly. Your Chardonnays truly are the most magnificent Chardonnays I have yet to find. We said this on TV one day. I've yet to find that really bad wine. I mean, from the cheapest ones to the most expensive, they are all magnificent. So, as we would say, beauty, thumbs up. But your Chardonnays or Chardys are just gorgeous, and your reds.
Well, remember this, that Chardonnay is what put California on the wine map when my friend Mike Gergich, who's in his mid-90s now, made a wine for Chateau Montelena that won the infamous, famous Judgment of Paris in 1976, where French judges chose in blind tastings this Chardonnay over the French ones. And by the way, same thing happened with a California red wine. It was chosen over the French. And then the news just reverberated through the wine world and the consumer world. And literally within a few years, California was on the world wine stage and became, personally, I think we make the best wines in the world. But I wouldn't say that in an Australian bar because I'd get beat up, would I not?
Well, no, just show on the door.
Okay.
But having said that, I think, it's like a musician. If you play country jazz or whatever, you're just a really good musician if you can do that well. And the same with wine. It doesn't matter where you're from. Doesn't matter where the wine is from or where you're from. If it's a good wine, it's a good wine. And you've said that before. So
sure,
I think each area tastes different. The wines I haven't tried are from China. I have no idea what they're like, but apparently they're just absolutely delicious.
Well, we're going to talk about that in a moment because the amount of wine that Australia is exporting to China is huge. It's huge. It's your number one export market. And so we'll talk about that. It's very significant. But I will tell you that I love, in general, Australian wines. And one of the things we'll need to jump into is why we don't get the very best of Australia here in California, in the U.S., I should say. It's more of the mass-produced brands that really show up on the shelves, and we're going to get into that. But we got to take a quick break, Mr. Ryan. I'm talking to Mike Ryan, and what I didn't say about you, Mike, is that you are the founder and host of Business Now Asia Pacific, which is a wonderful video product that you can watch, and we'll tell you how to do that. It's fairly new. I'm getting involved with this project as well. Talk about beautiful production and just wonderful content. We'll go there. It's anything but fake news. And Mike, stay with me, and we'll be back with more Grape Encounters and Mike Ryan coming to us from the Gold Coast of Australia. Many wine enthusiasts describe wine as a kind of time machine that can transport you to the place and time it was created without leaving home. Whether you're sipping a Sangiovese from Italy or a German Riesling, tasting is traveling. That being said, Total Wine & More is like the world's biggest airport. With more than 8,000 wines from every corner of the world in their stores, you can be incredibly adventurous and savor every journey. Plus, you can do all of your shopping online at TotalWine.com and pick up your order at your local store or curbside for the ultimate in safe shopping. There's always more in store at Total Wine & More.
In Greek mythology, we learn the mysterious connection between walnuts and wine. When Dionysus, the god of wine, fell in love with Princess Caria of Laconia, her sisters tried to prevent the romance, so Dionysus turned them into rocks. He also turned his beloved Caria into a walnut tree. She was, after all, a hard nut to crack. At mmorganics.com in Paso Robles, California, Walnuts and Wine is the ultimate love story. You'll flip over their 100% organic port-style dessert wines and organic heirloom walnut products, including sprouted snacking walnuts in five awesome flavors, irresistible raw organic walnut butter, free trade chocolate-covered walnuts, and for bakers, MM Organics produces 100% gluten-free walnut flour, estate walnut oil, and of course, their crazy delicious raw walnuts. Get all their products online at mmorganics.com. That's mmorganics.com.
Summer is here, invigorating our state of mind and sparking desires for things that complement our playful mood. Yep, our barbecues are already working overtime, cranking out slabs of baby backs that pair perfectly with light, crisp summer sippers. And if you need a little inspiration, check out the summer wine list that no one can resist. It's Total Wine & More's top 12 summer wines, featuring a truly eclectic cross-section of wines, all under $20 and many under $10. Plus, Total Wine & More is offering summer wine bundles that save you up to $24 on a variety pack of wine. And now that we've all gotten into curbside buying, you can order online at TotalWine.com and pick up your order in the store or just outside for a contactless experience. The best lineup of super low-priced summer wines is just a click away at TotalWine.com. We've got the big election coming up in just a matter of weeks, and if I could be any place right now, it would be out of this country in Australia. It's one of the one place I've wanted to go forever. They just seem to have so much fun there. And one of the most fun people I've ever known. He is a colleague and somebody I just dearly love his work, and I love talking to him. Mike Ryan is with me today. I have wanted to do this, Mike, for a really long time, and you certainly know your way around a wine bottle.
Well, I do. I do. And it's,
I know
it's taken many years to learn this navigation process, but I've learned quickly how to remove the cork or the screw top. And
well, listen, you guys are responsible for those darn screw caps, by the way. Because Australians are so in such a hurry to get into the bottle.
Exactly right.
You had to come up with a quick way to do it, and so you started pushing the screw caps on the world. I was so against them for the longest time, but frankly, I'm getting lazy as I get older, so it's all right.
Isn't there something about, though, pulling the cork out and hearing the pop?
Oh, yeah.
When you can't do that unless you have some sound effects in the background with a screw top.
Well, I have pioneered a sexy way to open a screw cap bottle, and I can't obviously do it on the radio, but I'll tell you what we'll do. We started talking about your program, Business Now Asia Pacific, and you have been kind enough to invite me to be a regular contributor to this program and its video, so I will be able to demonstrate how to put the romance into unscrewing. Don't even go there, Mike. Don't even go there.
Well, speaking
I saw
of,
the look on your face, no, and I'm going, yeah, he's going to go there.
Right along to you. To see, but I'm fine at the moment because I'm just sipping on coffee. Now, after a couple of good shardies, or, you are in for a treat with all this Australian lingo, as you would call it. I'd just come out, I'd say, you know, like, for example, when you open a bottle of wine, we just use our teeth.
Oh, okay. I thought you just broke it over the counter or something like that, right?
So no, you're
talking about Chardonnays, but there's a few things I want to say about Australian wine. The first is there are a couple of very, very popular varietals here in the U.S. that you excel at in Australia, and that is Cabernet Sauvignon and Syrah. We didn't talk about Syrah. And a funny thing started happening some years ago. You folks in Australia who don't play by the rules decided to start blending stuff that generally was never okay to blend together. And that was the Cabernet Sauvignon and the Syrah. Mm-hmm. And those blends became wildly popular all over the world. Mm. And now we do it all the time. And we here on the central coast of California are kind of leading the way in America when it comes to blending. And I should point out the fact that you were a morning drive guy here on the central coast, right? Some years ago.
That's right. It was a daylight station, the first one. And I had my audience were, I think we grew all these flowers, the poppies and stuff. It was the flower capital of the U.S. And I had those were listening, although my accent was really bad. And we had potato bugs. And I've never seen a potato bug before, but I do recall my feet on the desk, the console mixing, as on air, and these things running around below me. So again, your wine, it eased the pain for me later on, a couple of good glasses of a Chardy, and it was just delightful. So the potato bugs became less scary, and the wine became even more delicious.
They, if you're not familiar with a potato bug, they are a very frightening-looking bug, but I think they don't have eyes, and they don't bite, and they don't have a stinger. They're actually very benign little bug. They're not little. They're huge, actually. Some of them have their own zip code. They're just so big.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah. They're good eating. That you put them on a rotisserie, and they're just delicious.
Excellent. What kind remind of? Remind me not to go. Remind me not to accept the invitation for dinner.
Well, what kind of music were you spinning when you were here?
Well, we were a very quiet station. We would rip into AC/DC, Billy Idol, Pat Benatar, Bon Jovi, just the quiet. No, actually, Bon Jovi wasn't around at that stage. He came out a few months later after I first started at the station in Lompoc. By the way, Lompoc is the epicenter of entertainment for California.
That would not be true. It is, however, home to a very important military base there.
It is, Vandenberg Air Force Base.
And you can see, I can remember even as a kid seeing, and I lived about 100 miles away from Vandenberg, but you could see the rockets and the missiles go off. They would test them there, and you see these incredible streaks in the sky. It was really exciting as a kid to watch that.
Let me tell you one of the funny stories, because I shared a house with two guys that worked on the base, and their job was to fire either the Minuteman missile 1 week, and the next week it was the MX, just to test them out. They came home one night laughing. I said, what had happened? He said, well, in reality, if we had fired that missile, we would have taken out Arizona because it went the wrong way. So anyway, I have great confidence in the military. But that particular night, again, the wine, it just soothed me.
And it would be bad to take out Arizona because they're saying Arizona might decide the election this year. Let's not get into that, okay?
But
since you were there in Lompoc, it has become an incredibly important wine region. And you were also up in the Monterey and Salinas area, and that's a very important wine region as well. So both of them are kind of equidistant from where I'm at right now. But let's talk about the most disappointing thing for me, which I alluded to at the beginning of the conversation, which is that I was to come to Australia. I was to come to New Zealand. And look what happened. You and I are basically not allowed to play with each other. You know what I'm saying is I can't come over there and hang with you, and you can't come here and hang with me. And so we have to settle with talking this way, and at least we can look at each other.
And that's right. It's virtual. But see, if you have a lovely glass of red or Chardonnay there. I can't enjoy it. I've got to go by what you tell me. But we have this border up when they're saying that international travel won't happen here in Australia to maybe end of next year. Now, a guy from Taiwan who was running the COVID program and still is saying that he was looking at 2024.
Good Lord.
So really international travel. And look at it. I mean, if we don't have a vaccine, what can we do? We can't keep living this COVID normal thing. And I hate that word, COVID normal, or those two words put together.
Or the new normal, which is what they say here, the new normal. And it's like, it's not. It's never going to be normal. Stop it.
No, it's terrible. I mean, I should be able to hop on the plane and annoy the heck out of you in 24 hours, but I can't.
Can you go to New Zealand? Can you go to New Zealand?
We're talking about bringing the borders, the walls down so that we can go to New Zealand. And they have this deal now that New Zealand can come to a couple of states in Australia, but when they go back to New Zealand, they have to go into quarantine for 14 days.
So, good Lord.
Am I missing something there? I mean, why would you do that? So your week in Australia is followed up by 14 days in a hotel in New Zealand.
Well, there could be worse things. All right, we've got to take a quick break. Talking to Mike Ryan. He is the host of Business Now Asia Pacific. We're going to talk a little bit about that and the business end of wine in Australia and America and how it all relates to one another when we return with more Grape Encounters coming to you today from America and tomorrow from Australia.
We like to talk about wine.
We've got the big election coming up in just a matter of weeks, and if I could be any place right now, it would be out of this country and in Australia. The one place I've wanted to go forever. They just seem to have so much fun there. And one of the most fun people I've ever known. He is a colleague and somebody I just dearly love his work, and I love talking to him. Mike Ryan is with me today. I have wanted to do this, Mike, for a really long time, and you certainly know your way around a wine bottle.
Well, I do. It's taken many years to learn this navigation process, but I've learned quickly how to remove the cork or the screw top. And
you guys are responsible for those darn screw caps, by the way. Because Australians are so in such a hurry to get into the bottle.
Exactly right.
You had to come up with a quick way to do it, and so you started pushing the screw caps on the world. I was so against them for the longest time, but frankly, I'm getting lazy as I get older, so it's all right.
Isn't there something about, though, pulling the cork out and hearing the pop?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when you can't do that unless you have some sound effects in the background with a screw top.
Well, I have pioneered a sexy way to open a screw cap bottle, and I can't obviously do it on the radio, but I'll tell you what we'll do. We started talking about your program, Business Now Asia Pacific, and you have been kind enough to invite me to be a regular contributor to this program and its video, so I will be able to demonstrate how to put the romance into unscrewing. Don't even go there, Mike. Don't even go there.
Well, speaking of,
I saw the look on your face, and I'm going, he's going
to
go there.
Right along to see, but I'm fine at the moment because I'm just sipping on coffee. Now, after a couple of good shardies, you are in for a treat with all this Australian lingo, as you would call it. I'd just come out, I'd say, for example, when you open a bottle of wine, we just use our teeth.
Oh, okay. I thought you just broke it over the counter or something like that, right?
So
you're talking about Chardonnays, but there's a few things I want to say about Australian wine. The first is there are a couple of very, very popular varietals here in the U.S. that you excel at in Australia, and that is Cabernet Sauvignon and Syrah. We didn't talk about Syrah. And a funny thing started happening some years ago. You folks in Australia who don't play by the rules decided to start blending stuff that generally was never okay to blend together. And that was the Cabernet Sauvignon and the Syrah. Mm-hmm. And those blends became wildly popular all over the world. Mm. And now we do it all the time. And we here on the central coast of California are kind of leading the way in America when it comes to blending. And I should point out the fact that you were a morning drive guy here on the central coast, right? Some years ago.
That's right. I was a daylight station, the first one. And I had my audience were, I think we grew all these flowers, the poppies and stuff. It was the flower capital of the U.S. And I had those were listening, although my accent was really bad. And we had potato bugs. And, I've never seen a potato bug before, but I do recall my feet on the desk, the console mixing, as on air, and these things running around below me. So, again, your wine, it eased the pain for me later on, a couple of good glasses of a Chardy, and it was just delightful. So the potato bugs became less scary, and the wine became even more delicious.
If you're not familiar with a potato bug, they are a very frightening-looking bug, but I think they don't have eyes, and they don't bite, and they don't have a stinger. They're actually very benign little bug. They're not little. They're huge, actually. Some of them have their own zip code. They're just so big.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah. And they're good eating. That you put them on a rotisserie, and they're just delicious.
Excellent. What kind remind of? Remind me not to go. Remind me not to accept the invitation for dinner.
Well, what kind of music were you spinning when you were here?
Well, we were a very quiet station. We would rip into AC/DC, Billy Idol, Pat Benatar, Bon Jovi, just the quiet. No, actually, Bon Jovi wasn't around at that stage. He came out a few months later after I first started at the station in Lompoc. By the way, Lompoc is the epicenter of entertainment for California.
That would not be true. It is, however, home to a very important military base there.
It is, Vandenberg Air Force Base.
And you can see, I can remember even as a kid seeing, and I lived about 100 miles away from Vandenberg, but you could see the rockets and the missiles go off. They would test them there, and you see these incredible streaks in the sky. It was really exciting as a kid to watch
that. Let me tell you one of the funny stories, because I shared a house with two guys that worked on the base, and their job was to fire either the Minuteman missile 1 week, and the next week it was the MX, just to test them out. They came home one night laughing. I said, what had happened? He said, well, in reality, if we had fired that missile, we would have taken out Arizona because it went the wrong way. So anyway, I have great confidence in the military. But that particular night, again, the wine, it just soothed me.
And it would be bad to take out Arizona because they're saying Arizona might decide the election this year. Let's not get into that, okay?
But
since you were there in Lompoc, it has become an incredibly important wine region. And you were also up in the Monterey and Salinas area, and that's a very important wine region as well. So both of them are kind of equidistant from where I'm at right now. But let's talk about the most disappointing thing for me, which I alluded to at the beginning of the conversation, which is that I was to come to Australia. I was to come to New Zealand. And look what happened. You and I are basically not allowed to play with each other.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying is I can't come over there and hang with you, and you can't come here and hang with me. And so we have to settle with talking this way, and at least we can look at each other.
And that's right. It's virtual. But see, if you have a lovely glass of red or Chardonnay there, I can't enjoy it. I've got to go by what you tell me. But we have this border up. When they're saying that international travel won't happen here in Australia to maybe end of next year. Now, a guy from Taiwan who was running the COVID program and still is saying that he was looking at 2024.
Good Lord.
So really international travel, and look at it. I mean, if we don't have a vaccine, what can we do? We can't keep living this COVID normal thing. And I hate that word, COVID normal, or that those two words put together.
Or the new normal, which is what they say here, the new normal. And it's like, it's not. It's never going to be normal. Stop it.
No, it's terrible. I mean, I should be able to hop on the plane and annoy the heck out of you in 24 hours, but I can't.
Can you go to New Zealand? Can you go to New Zealand?
We're talking about bringing the borders, or the walls down so that we can go to New Zealand. And they have this deal now that New Zealand can come to a couple of states in Australia, but when they go back to New Zealand, they have to go into quarantine for 14 days.
So, oh, good Lord.
Am I missing something there? I mean, why would you do that? So your week in Australia is followed up by 14 days in a hotel in New Zealand.
Well, there could be worse things. All right, we got to take a quick break. Talking to Mike Ryan. He is the host of Business Now Asia Pacific. We're going to talk a little bit about that and the business end of wine in Australia and America and how it all relates to one another when we return with more Grape Encounters coming to you today from America and tomorrow from Australia.
We like to talk about wine.
We're back with more Grape Encounters. Hey, please do us an enormous favor and like us on Facebook. It's the very best way to learn about other opportunities that we may not share on the broadcast. Also, join our mailing list on grapeencounters.com. Listeners on our contact list receive some exclusive opportunities. Become an insider. Enough said. Here's your wine captain, David Wilson.
Back with Grape Encounters Radio and a very special guest who I have been threatening to visit him in Australia for many years now. He's a really wonderful journalist and just a great producer as well. He's got a fabulous program. It's a new brainchild of his. It's called Business Now Asia Pacific. You've got to check it out. You've got to check it out. It's Mike Ryan. Mike, if people want to tune into the program, how do they do that? They can actually subscribe, right?
Or they can. What they can do is, I should put up the conditioner and shampoo I use for my real hair, because they're going to be amazed at this hair. This growth on their head is
quite
real.
Quite beautiful. Yes. Yeah. So
no, it's businessnowasiapacific.com, or just Google BNAP today, because it's Business Now Asia Pacific. We shortened it to BNAP today because it's easier to say after a few drinks. But what we do is we just look at the Asia Pacific region, which encompasses the US, Australia, throughout Asia, of course, New Zealand, South Pacific, Hawaii, those places. So we have a business show that it talks about all the bits and pieces, and we developing the byproduct with the guy I'm talking to at the moment, and his hair is real too.
Yes, David, it is. And I do not color my hair either. People think I do.
No,
I have zero gray hair.
That's no, I have no idea if it is gray under it, but I give it a good going over every 3 or 4 weeks. And so we'll start doing a more on travel too. We're going to have wine. We have a bunch of artists that we've already interviewed, such as Mark Jordan. He's a wonderful jazz. He's written a bunch of songs for Rod Stewart and all those sort of people. So he'll be on shortly. And then we're going to have another part, which will be a conversation between two good buddies, you and I, for example. And we'll just talk about things. And it'll be not like a Joe Rogan sort of format, because he talks for 2 or 3 hours and he's a very talented person. But we'll just talk about things that you and I find concerning. And there are many things happening in the world at the moment.
You think?
And there are many things that will happen. That's right. I mean, we won't talk about the election, but one thing America has always been famous for, because it is, it's a shining light for the Western world, is that tolerance was always one of the great things about the States, that looking forward, hope, work hard, you get your just rewards. A wonderful, wonderful, wonderful country. And I would really hate to see that disappear, because, or just, you know, vanish, because it's what makes America great. And that's why everybody wants to live in the States.
But tolerance is being tested in a very big way right now. And I don't want to get into that, because it's very upsetting to me, because I see dear friends just beating each other up on social media, people who loved each other. People used to say, I get your point. And now it's just almost vicious a lot of the time. And that's why my show is so important, because if you will sit down with somebody and drink a bottle of wine together, you will start to realize that there is more to life and get plugged into the humanity again. Because, as I've often said, you got to drink wine, not water, because water separates continents. Wine brings people together. And it does. It does.
And a good, let me tell you a good wine to get. I mean, because wine brings us all together, as you
okay,
said.
Okay, all right.
We chill out. You can actually get it in the U.S. cheaper than you can in Australia. Work that one out. But it's called Ninth Island. It's a Pinot Noir. We just say Pinot because we can't be bothered saying the noir bit. It's a bit too fancy for us, but it's from a place, it's in Tasmania. It's from a place called the Tamar Valley, which is a gorgeous part of Tasmania. And it's a most magnificent, it's probably my favorite Pinot out there at the moment. And it's different from other Pinots from the US and from Europe and stuff. So if you can, go into your local wine shop and check out the Ninth Island Pinot Noir. Absolutely gorgeous. Thumbs up.
And I'm going to say that I am so proud that our national sponsor is Total Wine and More, the largest wine retailer in America, probably in the universe. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure the entire universe. And you want to go to Total Wine or a really good quality wine retailer like that that carries a lot of wine, because Australia makes, get this, there are over 2,200 wine producers in Australia. 2,200. Mm. It's huge. Put this in perspective. Australia's wine exports are $2.1 billion in exports, okay? The exports from the United States, which is really considered to be, you know, one of the very best producers on the planet, and in my opinion, maybe is the best wine producer, we're only $1.4 billion in exports. Is that amazing? But here's the deal. That I sounded like Joe Biden when I said that. Here's the deal. that was my phrase before he stole it from me. Anyway,
right.
Here's the
Good
deal.
Morning.
Here's the deal. Okay. In the United States, if you go to wherever you buy your wine, if it's at a grocery store, you know, a packaged goods store, depends on what state you're in, you're going to see a lot of the big brands, the Yellowtails, you know, which is, by the way, like a multi-billion dollar company. You're grimacing when I say that. Yeah. Yellowtail's tail is beginning to turn a little brown, I think, because people are have gotten kind of tired of it. But there are so many really exceptional wines from Australia, but you got to go to a retailer like Total Wine, where you're going to find you'll find tons of it there. Mm. And those wines are stupendous. Now, you get in Australia the same thing from America. You get mostly, don't you, the big names, correct?
My favorite drop here, and it's very easy to get, but it's $25 a bottle, and that's Kendall Jackson Chardonnay, which I enjoy, and I love the fullness of the wine.
But lovely. You called it Chardonnay. Isn't it a Shardy there?
Yep.
Doesn't it say Kendall Jackson Shardy?
I was being educated, all right? Okay, the Shardy. It's a beautiful, but they don't have Kendall Jackson Shardy on it. They have Chardonnay.
Wouldn't they sell more of it if it said Shardy on it?
Well, we'd understand. We do speak the Queen's English, but the screw top also, it's an interesting addition to it because we have the screw top here. And instead of allowing 10 seconds to remove the cork, we can have the top off in 3 seconds and start wolfing it down in no time.
Well, you know, I have often mentioned that particular Chardonnay Kendall Jackson because what is astonishing about that wine is that it is so consistent, and they make an enormous amount of that wine. It's just mind-boggling, and they don't cut corners with the wine. They don't use a bunch of tricks to create it, and how they manage to make that wine so consistently good, it astounds me. When I'm traveling and I'm in a city that doesn't have much of a selection of wine, that will often be the wine that I will buy because I know it will be good. Mm. You know, I'm not always very complimentary of mass-produced wines, but they go to great lengths to make that a great wine. Hey, going back to the wine exports for a second, here's an interesting thing. So I said Australia, $2.1 billion in wine exports. That's a lot. America's well behind that at $1.4 billion. But get this, Italy, $7.3 billion.
Oh, my goodness.
Spain, $3.1 billion. And then who do you think number one is?
China.
No. No, sorry.
No, sorry about that.
Sorry, that wouldn't be true. That would not be true. But that's going to happen, by the way, but not right now. France. And France's exports are $11 billion, people. $11 billion in exports. Now, let's play with Photoshop for a second and get an outline of France and an outline of Australia and an outline of the map of the U.S. And lay France on top of the U.S. and lay France on top of Australia. And you have to ask yourself, how the heck do they do that? you know, because
they've had plenty of practice, though. They've been doing it for a few weeks, years, centuries.
Well, I think they almost, to do that kind of volume, they almost have to stack the vineyards. So they have like 2- and 3-story vineyards, you know. No, that's not true. Okay. So anyway, we're going to come back in just a second, finish up with my friend Mike Ryan, a great broadcaster. Well, check out his stuff. Talk about a really incredibly well-produced show. And we'll give you that link in just a second as we wrap it up on Grape Encounters Radio. Grape Encounters Radidio. As summer turns to fall, leaves and wardrobes aren't the only thing that change color. This is the time of year when wine preferences tend to darken up. Cold, crisp whites are already making way for fall favorites like Pinot Noir and luscious California Zin. Tropically tinted New Zealand Sauvignon Blancs won't migrate south just yet, and rosés will also remain resilient well into turkey time. But folks like me who've enjoyed lighter fare in the backyard all summer will venture out and take a cab almost everywhere we go. Now, there's no doubt about this fall phenomenon. It's a time when wine enthusiasts get more adventurous and try things outside of their comfort zone. And if your comfort zone could use a little reimagination, let the experts at Total Wine & More show you just how much adventure there is to discover among their inventory of 8,000 or more wines in every store. You can still enjoy their legendary customer experience in-store or make an evening of exploring the world of wine from the comfort of your cozy couch. Load up your shopping cart, stop by the store, and Total Wine will rush your order to curbside. Once you immerse yourself into an online Total Wine discovery mission, you'll quickly fall in love with the incomparable wines you can access so easily and affordably. See what I mean at TotalWine.com. If you're a frequent Grape Encounters Radio listener, you know that our show is all about inclusiveness. For far too long, wine consumers have felt left out, simply because a small minority of, well, let's call them out, wine snobs have dominated the conversation. For 12 years, it's been my mission to give you, the wine enthusiasts that just want to have fun, a front row seat to everything that's cool about wine. And while we have a very intimate thing going on here, I've been thinking that we can take things where no radio or TV program has gone before. And so beginning next week, I'm inviting you and your friends to get together with me for a private online party. This isn't a big streaming free-for-all event. It's you, me, and your guests. You decide what you want to talk about, we'll set a time, then it's party time. So email me using the contact form at grapeencounters.com. Tell me a little bit about how we can make this fun for you, and I'll respond to as many requests as I can. Just drop me a note at grapeencounters.com. Even though I spend almost every waking hour trying to track down all things wine, Total Wine & More is impossible to keep up with. That's because they have a team of experts constantly searching every corner of the world for amazing wines priced so you can enjoy them on any occasion, like tomorrow. They're always busy forging relationships with the best producers so that they're able to provide exceptional wines that are exciting and new to you at incredible savings. And of course, your faves will be there too. New discoveries, must-have favorites, and more than 8,000 choices to explore online with your handy device while you soak up some shade. Visit Total Wine & More in person, or if you prefer a contactless experience, order online at TotalWine.com and pick up your order in the store or curbside. And for awesome summer wines, all under $20 and many under $10, be sure to check out their summer wines list at TotalWine.com. All right, let's agree on one thing, folks. The world is going crazy. It really is. Everybody is so tense, certainly here in the U.S. I don't know if that's as true in Australia. I've got media giant on with me, Mike Ryan.
Media giant with real hair.
Mike, what is the attitude, what is the temperament in your country right now? Are you guys a little looser than we are? I mean, you have the advantage of having worked in the U.S., at times illegally, I believe, but I'm not going to tell anybody that, right? But what is your perspective, you guys versus us? right now? Let's not get political, but I mean, just what's the temperament there?
We have a bunch of states and territories, and since COVID happened, we gave the control to those states, you know, and they closed all the borders, so you couldn't travel to another state. So we have some of the states are now opening up, and they're controlling the COVID thing. If they are locked down in a particular area and they do the right thing, so the rest of the state continues at least to survive. So what we have at the moment now is that the Queensland, Victoria and Western Australia, we have elections in two of those, and they're coming up one October 31 for Queensland and March 13 next year for Western Australia. And the premiers, which are like your governors, are saying that we saved your life and we're not going to let anybody in to poison you with COVID. And what we have is businesses that are shutting down. Now, in Victoria, which has been the epicenter for COVID in this country, it's been bungle after bungle after bungle. And it's now resembling very much like a non-Western state. They've been locked down basically for 6 months with a brief sojourn in the middle, and they couldn't get out of their homes after 8 o'clock. And you can only go 5 kilometres, which is about 3 miles from your house, unless it was an emergency. Police are arresting people. They're breaking into houses. Pregnant women have been dragged away, and it's gone nuts. So I think what is lacking at the moment globally is lack of perspective.
Yes.
And we are not in North Korea. We're not in China. We are westernized countries. Even though there's this terrible COVID disease out there, we don't want the remedy or the cure to be worse than the disease. Because, you know, otherwise, as the women say in the classics, cactus, we're in trouble. So we have this stress here. The stress here is very, very high. The levels are just nuts. Airlines are going broke as they are, you know, globally. And we do follow American politics. And we have the wannabe Democrats and the wannabe Republicans here. And everyone's got a point of view about American politics.
You just made me feel better to hear that the Aussies are Looney Tunes as well, because I feel like we're so alone, like people are looking at us and going, what is the matter with you guys? We count on you to have your together and what's going on, but it's just weird all over the world. But let's just talk happiness for a second.
Good idea.
First of all, you guys make incredible wines. You really do. And I'm using this opportunity on this show to tell people to buy Australian wines and enjoy them. It's going to be interesting because there's no question that California, the largest producer of wine in America, is going to take a major hit because of the fires and the smoke taint and all that.
So
2020, there's going to be a real decrease in production. And anybody that says that's not true is they're fooling themselves. Mm. Australia currently exports most of its exported wine to China. And there's an interesting thing going on there because the Chinese have placed a nasty tariff on Australian wines. And I don't know why they're doing that, because the Chinese love Australian wines and they love French wines. And then to a lesser degree, wines from the US. But Australia exports over $1 billion of wine to China, only about 446 million to the US. And then what's stunning is right behind that at almost 400 million is the United Kingdom, which is just a little tiny speck compared to the US. So proportionally, the US isn't buying as much Australian wine as one would think. And I think that's going to change because of this tragedy that's happened here. I don't know. I certainly would hate for that to happen because of that reason, but it would seem to be an opportunity for your country.
It is, but I think we're all very parochial towards our own industry, our own country. I mean, in the States, you know, Americans are very proud of America. Australians are very proud of Australia.
Yeah.
Chinese still are very proud of China and so forth. So we like to support our own industry. But I think the export thing is very important. The scary thing is that China, in a couple of years' time, they're going to be the biggest producer of wine in the world, and they're pinching or taking or encouraging, nicking, all that sort of stuff, all these great winemakers from around the world to China, paying them a fortune to produce their wine.
Do you think that that's why, I don't know the answer to this, but do you think that that's why they're placing tariffs on a big exporter like Australia to force the consumption of their own wines? Because listen, and if you folks don't know this, you're going to hear about it soon. Well, you're going to hear about it now. China is literally going to places like Bordeaux and Champagne, and they're copying these chateaus down to the last detail.
Yep.
Down to the last detail, down to the weather vane on top of the barn. and they're replicating them in China. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. Well, listen, Mike, we're out of time, dude. I'm so sorry.
I was having so much fun with
I know.
Room.
Well, you know, so people can catch our dog and pony show visually. I'm not on just yet. You're still decorating my suite.
We are, actually, but it's a virtual suite, so you're going to have to do it from your end, you see.
Yes, exactly. But listen, you can see this is a very fun guy, and even though his show is a business show, it is very, very fun to listen to. It's not even close to being stuffy. And for people who want to tune in, let's give them that connection one more time.
Okay, first of all, go to Google, put in BNAP, which is BNAP today, it'll come up, or Business Now Asia Pacific on YouTube, or businessnowasiapacific.com is the website. And you can see what real hair looks like.
Excellent. And just one last thing, when you go there, be sure to leave really excellent comments, because Mike has a family to feed. Mike, thanks a lot, man. This is fun. I appreciate you brightening my day and brightening our listeners' day. That's going to do it for Grape Encounters today. Really appreciate my friend Mike Ryan being on. It's the first time we've done this on Grape Encounters, long overdue. We will be back here next week at exactly the same time, which is a day behind Australia. We'll talk to you then. Say good day, Mike.
Good day, Mike.
This edition of Grape Encounters has been brought to you by Total Wine & More. When Total Wine & More challenged themselves to keep more than 8,000 wines on hand, they pioneered a consumer experience that 99.999% of the population would have thought was impossible. It was an undertaking that I still can't totally get my arms around today. But I've spent many hours of my personal time being that adult kid in a candy store, using my mouse to learn about their extremely affordable top 20 wines of the year, or learning eye-opening details about the iconic winemakers behind Total Wine's Legends of Wine collection. TotalWine.com is an online resource so rich with content, it's hard to imagine a more satisfying wine-related experience. Spend all the time you want at TotalWine.com. Or at your nearest store. Just make sure you're back here with me at the same time next week for another Grape Encounter.